Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2235, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 17th of August, 2023. Welcome from me, Paul Henderson, and today I'm joined again by Ruth Murray. Today we have our usual mix of items: news from the city, some letters to the evening news, and a special two-part feature. We are taking you behind the scenes at Peterson House to let you know how a Chatterbox production is put together. We hope you like it. We welcome a new listener this week. Hello to Mrs. Anne Kutchak from Dereham. Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, we also have one of our monthly magazines, Just Talk. So let's hear a little about this month's edition.
Hello, Alison Aplin here. Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, you can hear the August edition of Just Talk. This magazine seems to be going down a treat with all our listeners, which really pleases us all here at Chatterbox. This month, we have a good dose of history for you, right back to Roman times, and some of it right on our doorstep. We have more recent memories from Wyndham's own gal Tina and from Chatterbox volunteer Peter Dennington. We have a poem, we have some music, we have the usual quiz, and we have Harumphing Henry. Need I go on? I don't think so. I'll just let you listen and enjoy. All you need to do is to stay tuned after this week's edition of Chatterbox.
Hello, everyone. Thank you to Alison for that introduction to Just Talk. We start with our first batch of news items, which have a decidedly food and drink theme. A new coffee shop with a Caribbean vibe and a good cause in the background has opened near Norwich Cathedral. Blue Bear Coffee Company has brought donuts, coffee and justice to Tombland as it uses its profits to fund anti-slavery operations in the Dominican Republic. Started by former city police officer Brian Ferreira Smith after he began investigating child exploitation on the island, he describes Blue Bear Coffee Co. as anti-slavery organisation which serves coffee. Prior to opening its first shop this week, the company sold its products online and at pop-up stalls around the country, most recently appearing at Norwich Triathlon. Mr. Ferreira Smith said the company had seen a good first few days.
From the fine dining to seafood platters, four Norfolk restaurants are in the running to be named the best in England. The finalists for each region have been announced for the Food Awards England 2023 across a range of categories, and the ceremony will take place in Birmingham later this year. The shortlist for Restaurant of the Year, East, includes four Norfolk establishments, which are Wells Crab House in Wells Next the Sea, Benedict and George's restaurant in Norwich, and the Ingham Swan near Stalham. Benedict's won the East of England category last year, and an overall restaurant of the year will also be revealed at the ceremony. Wells Crab House is also in the running for Best Seafood Establishment Midlands, which it won in 2022. And Shelley's in Swaffham is shortlisted for Café Bistro of the Year East. A spokesman said, "The Food Awards England honour the exceptional talent, dedication and passion displayed by restaurants, chefs, eateries, suppliers and various food establishments. The finalists and the winner for each category are chosen by the public, with the voting link live now on the Food Awards England Facebook page."
A legendary Norfolk burger restaurant will soon be on the road again with its new food van. Zach's American Diner has spent 2 years and tens of thousands of pounds building a new food truck, which will be serving up a selection of burgers, sides and chili and nachos at events in and around Norfolk. Lucy, the 1978 P30 step van, will join the business's other two trailers, Little Blue and Big Red, to take Zach's to the people. All the vans have names and characters, says owner Chris Carr, and Lucy is short for Lucifer, matching her quite literal fiery exterior and devil personality. These days, Zach's has two Norwich branches, as well as its diner in Poringland and the Yankee Traveller, which opened in Great Yarmouth last year.
Two of the nation's favourite things will be celebrated at a popular touring food and drink event that is returning to Norwich. The Sausage and Cider Festival will be back at the halls on Saturday, November the 25th, with sessions between 12 noon and 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. There will be more than 25 different varieties of cider. The event is for over 18s only, and you can sign up for tickets now at sausageandciderfest.co.uk/Norwich to get a 50% discount when they go on sale.
The new landlords at a much-loved city pub have now introduced a food menu following a refurbishment. The Edith Cavell in Tombland was taken on by Brandon Holt and Adrian Emerson in May 2023, and it reopened in July. The new team are collaborating with three different food vendors as part of their new venture. The first has been announced as the Leeds culinary sensation Little Bow Boy, which will be available from August the 25th. Mr. Holt approached the brand after noticing its success in Manchester, Leeds and Birmingham. He said, "I'm really looking forward to bringing the amazing brand Little Bow Boy to Norwich and bringing a fresh food concept to the Edith Cavell. It will be small plates bar menu, so many people can have as much as little as they want. Included on the menu will be several different bowl buns and a variety of loaded fries."
Quick question. How much non-alcohol should you drink each day? And if you don't know, you are not alone. Researchers have launched a dehydration awareness poster campaign to try and get the message across after their analysis of 61 health studies covering 22,000 people found that 1 in 4 older people were dehydrated. The campaign is being launched in 400 GP surgeries, hospitals and social care settings to try and get the message across to us and also healthcare professionals. But it is the over 65s in Norfolk and Waveney who are particularly vulnerable according to the new UEA project. And the answer is 3.5 pints or 2 litres.